AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Georgia, the sentencing hearing is underway for three white men convicted of murder for chasing a running Ahmaud Arbery in pickup trucks and later shooting him. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper, is in the courtroom.
The day has finally come that we will get justice for Quez. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The day that my family and I have prayed for him has finally come.
Members of Arbery's family are expected to bear their grief and loss to the judge before he imposes punishments on father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. The Supreme Court began hearing arguments on whether to allow the Biden administration to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and separate vaccine mandates for most healthcare workers. Scott Keller with the National Federation of Independent Businesses is asking the justices for an immediate stay.
As soon as businesses have to put out their plans and this takes effect, workers will quit. That itself will be a permanent worker displacement that will ripple through the national economy.
The outcome at the high court probably will determine the fate of vaccine requirements affecting more than 80 million people. Employers added a modest 199,000 jobs last month, while the unemployment rate fell sharply. Sam Stovall with CFRA Research says the numbers are disappointing.
We were forecasting a 440,000 rise in non-farm payrolls. So when it came in at 199, I was very surprised.
More people said they were employed in December compared to November. The Food and Drug Administration is shortening the time people who receive Moderna's coronavirus vaccine have to wait for a booster to 5 months rather than six. A teenager charged with killing four students at their Michigan high school has waived a key court hearing. Ethan Crumley's case moves straight to a trial court. Not much movement either way so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. Not everything at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas was displayed indoors. Bosch e-bike systems was named a 2022 Innovation Award honoree in the Vehicle Intelligence and Transportation category. There were test rides outside. E-bikes are outpacing cars as the world's best-selling electric vehicle. Steve Boyd with Turn North America says e-bikes can be used for a lot of things.
Some people want to carry cargo, some want to carry one child, some want to carry two, some want to carry it all, and some go a little bit further and a little bit shorter.
Claudia Vasco at Bosch says e-bikes are also good for the environment.
And we all know that manufacturing processes consume resources, so by providing a high-quality product, you automatically contribute to sustainability.
Vasco says you don't need to be a seasoned rider to get on an e-bike.
I love the motto of Bosch, invented for life, to really increase the quality of life, and e-bikes fit 100%.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.